You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. And that was the title track of Brian Wright's new LP set on Rivermont. Boy, and it's a beauty. And that was called Breaking Notes from the album of the same name. And you can find that through the Rivermont website, although the number is, which I will give you on the LP, which I have in front of me, BLV 2212. And Brian is a gifted and amazing pianist, as you have heard. And I'll play another piece later. That was a piece composed in 1931 by a Belgian pianist. And I know I'm going to mess up his name because I am so American. And I will mess up anybody's name if they're not from down the block. Even if they are from down the block, depending on who they are. But Jean Paquet. I may be wrong. Let me just... it's spelled P-A-Q-U-E-S. So if I got that wrong, I apologize. But it's a late novelty ragtime piece and an apt title track for this set. Marvelous set. Before that, we heard flashes from the regrettably few piano pieces written by Bix Beiderbecke. And my estimation is that Brian interprets these better than I have ever heard before. They're just wonderful. And all the ragtime pieces on here, and I wish I could play about six more things or play the whole album on the show, but I want you to go enjoy it. I want you to enjoy it and be delighted and surprised by all the beautiful things on there. And there are some things that I'll continue. I'll work a few more things as weeks progress. But it is really one of the most delightful collections I have heard. And Brian is blessedly much younger than I am. So I'm going to get to enjoy him for a long time. And we all are. So that's from Breaking Notes. And that was called Breaking Notes. And before that, Flashes. by Big Spiderbeck. And we're going to continue now on radio. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm going to stop rhapsodizing. And this is sort of a counter to my theme. What's coming up? My theme song, yes. Sir Harry Lauder, recording in 1914, and this is my, this is kind of, maybe I should use this as the theme occasionally. It's nice to get up in the morning, but it's nicer to lie in bed.
Never, never strive lying in your bed. Early rising makes us wise, I've often heard it said. I believe in that myself, but as far as I can see, that if early rising makes us wise, you'll see the same as me. Oh, it's nice to get up in the morning when the sun begins to shine. At 4 or 5 or 6 o'clock in the good old summertime, or when the snow is snowing and it's murky overhead. Oh, it's nice to get up in the morning, but it's nicer to lie in your bed. Oh, it's nice to get up in the morning when the sun begins to shine. At 4 or 5 or 6 o'clock in the good old summertime, or when the snow is snowing and it's murky overhead. Oh, it's nice to get up in the morning when the sun lies your bed. Oh, my brother Jock's a baker, and he sleeps along with me. And the winter mornings Jock has to rise and start his work at 3. And before he gets his trousers on, his legs are nearly numb. So while he's standing shivering, I lie in my bed in a hum. Oh, it's nice to get up in the morning when the sun begins to shine. At 4 or 5 or 6 o'clock in the good old summertime, or when the snow is snowing and it's murky overhead. Oh, it's nice to get up in the morning, have a nicer to lie in your bed. Oh, it's nice to get up in the morning when the sun begins to shine. At 4 or 5 or 6 o'clock in the good old summertime, or when the snow is snowing and it's murky overhead. Oh, it's nice to get up in the morning, but it's nicer to lie in your bed. Oh, there's nobody can deny the fact, especially when you're feeling very tired. Aye, and the wife just happens to come and say to you, well, it's time you were up. Aye, oh, it's all right. Good night.
It's all wrong since you went away. I just don't know what to do. I don't feel so blue until the end of the day. In my lonely room, I find only gloom. Every night I cry myself to sleep over you, weep over you. But I'm blue. Every night when twilight shadows creep into view, like a little baby, I need some love that is true. Darkness appears, night seems like years. I wake up in the morning and my pillow is wet with tears. Every night I pray that someday you want me to. Then I cry myself to sleep over you. Every night I used to dream such wonderful dreams, sweetheart, when I think of you. But it's different now, my dreams are empty, it seems, ever since the day that you went away.
Thank you.
And there's Gene Radomich's orchestra, 1921. A lot of xylophone in there. A jazz-influenced bass group, but not jazz per se, but I don't care. Jazz per se is too... you start cutting it that fine, then you might as well just go and, you know, hang out somewhere where there's... in a smoky atmosphere where there's some guy banging on a piano. You know, you really want to hear... you know, why be a jazz purist? There's so much... You miss so much in life, including that Margie from 1921. Oh, yes. Yeah, that's the real Margie. Yeah, the one you want to hear. Yeah, the one song of that name. Before that, Irving Kaufman in Emerson from 1923. Oh, boy. Kind of lovely recording, though. Great sound on that. Emerson, "Every Night I Cry Myself to Sleep Over You." And that is one of those great labels with the G clef on it, on that Emerson. It's amazing. I don't see too many of those. But I did, that's one there with those, that big G clef label. The new Emerson, "Every Night I Cry Myself to Sleep Over You," 1923. Before that, Sir Harry Lauder in 1914. "It's nice to get up in the morning, but it's nicer to lie in bed." Well, I'm not going to argue with that. I may say wake up chillin', but you know I'm still in bed. I'm not going to get up. No, sir. I know I stay up all night, and I get up at the crack of 10 or 11, depending. During the summer, it's usually the crack of 11. Such a reprobate. I'm Andy Senior, and this is Reprobate Radio, a.k.a. Radiola. And we're at Radiola Manor here, which is a hotbed of vice and... depravity. We're going to continue with, and this goes out to my Professor Peter out in Holland of the Small Instrument Society, mentioning Johnny Marvin and ukuleles. Well, what could be better than Johnny Marvin and "Oh, How She Could Play a Ukulele" from 1926, and Lou Raderman's here on the violin.
Player, gather round you, hey, hey, heyer. When I get through, you'll throw your youth away. There's a gal, a ukulele player, finest in the land. When she was born with a ukulele in her hand. She couldn't dance and she couldn't sing, she couldn't do another thing. But oh, how she could play a ukulele. Though she had a funny face, she was welcome any place. For oh, how she could play a ukulele. She'd play "Aloha," that meant goodbye, and make you go away with a sigh. Any place where she was found, all the boys would hang around. For oh, how she could play a ukulele. Never cared about a ukulele, now I'm taking lessons daily. I love it so I play it all the time. She taught me the cutest way of strumming, you should hear me now. I strum away all the day, she's a little teaching fool and how.
Do 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 do
she could play a ukulele. There's a place I found where the jazz bands pound. It's a stamping ground of the dancing hound. That's the place I learned to do the wobbly walk. Every evening late, members congregate and they demonstrate rhythm up to date. When the red hot beater makes a saxophone talk, everybody learns to do the wobbly walk. Just let your ankles out on the loop, then let your tootsie shake like the dude. Oh, that's the wobbly walk. Wiggle your shoulders, wiggle your knees, scatter your fingers out with the breeze. Oh, that's the wobbly walk. Like the way the ocean gets that motion to and fro. Slap down your left, slap down your right, then you go. That's got 'em shoulders, fingers, ankles, feet. Just makes it hotter as you repeat. Oh, that's wobbly walk. Not a single trace of a frowning face is the meeting place of a happy race, where you get the lowdown on the wobbly walk. While the trumpets roar as they yell for more, and the couples pour on the dancing floor, and the folks who gather round the table and talk only love to talk about the wobbly walk. Just get your ankles out on the loose, then let your tootsie shake like a dude. Oh, 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 that's wobbly walk. Wiggle your shoulders, wiggle your knees, scatter your fingers out with the breeze. Oh, 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 that's wobbly walk. Like the way the ocean gets that motion to and fro. Slap down your left, slap down your right, then you go. That's got 'em shoulders and fingers, ankles and feet. All make color as you repeat. Oh, 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 that's wobbly walk. Like the way the ocean get that motion to and fro. Slap down your left, slap down your right, then you go. That's got 'em shoulders and fingers, ankles and feet. Just make you hotter as you can be. Oh, 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 that's wobbly walk.
High Hatters, Frank Luther on the vocal, 1929 Low Down Rhythm. I like it. Maybe someday, I might even, if I don't have another copy of that, I'll have an upgrade for you someday. Don't worry, I love that too much. The other side's good too. And before that, Ed Small, I'm going to pronounce it that way. There's an L, an extra E on the end, but I never know about that either. Ed Small and Dick Robertson in 1928. Great copy of that. Wonderful record. Never heard anywhere except here on Radiola. Wobbly Walk from 1928. Beginning with Johnny Marvin in 1926. Late 26, apparently. Lou Raderman on the violin. Oh, how she could play a ukulele. Oh, yeah. But don't throw away ukuleles. No, keep your ukulele. They're very nice to have, and they're portable, and you know, you could have a lot of fun on a plane with one of those. If they don't arrest you. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and no, I've never played the ukulele on a plane, and I'm not about to take that chance. You can go first. In 1928, here's Don Bester and his orchestra. George C. Jager on there. Yes. Tell Me You're Sorry. Oh, yeah. Would you? Somebody's got to apologize, and it ain't going to be me.
Thank you. use to me. I'm just a slave to you. How can you be so charming, charming? Tell me what I can do. You haunt me, yet you seem to taunt me. What's the use of being in love with you? How can you be so charming when you're breaking my heart in two?
In the pulpit and the man in the pew says, I love you. Everyone, no matter who, the folks over 80 and the kid of two, the captain and the sailor and the rest of the crew says, I love you. There are only 8 little letters in this phrase you'll find, but they mean a lot more than all the other words combined. Everywhere, the whole world through, the king in the palace and the peasant too, the tiger in the jungle and the monk in the zoo says, I love you.
And there's Isham Jones, Eddie Stone on the vocal with Everyone Says I Love You. And if you don't recognize that, you're no Marx Brothers fan, I'll tell you. Great copy of that. Nice sound from 1932. Oh, yeah. Horse feathers. And yes, that's what everything's made of. I might have expressed that earlier, except that it isn't feathers. Before that, Leo Reisman and his orchestra. Frank Luther. And I love this tone. This is such a beautiful tone. In 1929, charming. How can you be so charming? Oh, really? Oh, yeah. No, I love it. Not likely to be heard other places, but someone may play it. And I hope they do, because it ought to live. That's one of those tunes you ought to hear somewhere. You know, Don Bester and his orchestra, George C. Jager on the vocal. Tell me you're sorry. Oh, that sounds like a demand. Oh, boy. You know, you're really going to get an apology then. 1928. And this is Radiola, and we never apologize for anything on this show. We just go forward and hope it isn't too offensive. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm the chief culprit here at Radiola Manor. Waiting to get back on the air at WHCL. I talked to my colleague today, who also has a show there, over a nice lunch. Oh, my God. Huevos Rancheros. You got to love it. Then I got on the treadmill. Believe me, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. But, yeah, WHCL is in the works. And we're going to continue now. Here's Bessie Smith again on a Flag Label Columbia, one of the very few 13,000 series, 13,005D. And Irving Johns and Jimmy Jones on piano. I hope they didn't get their checks mixed up. St. Louis Gale.
You stole my pal, St. Louis. everything that I touch never amounts to much. When it comes to sweeties, you'd imagine I was hurt when I see someone that I like, somebody else has seen her first. I can't get the one I want, those I get I don't want. Sweeties I long for never are strong for me. Gee, I've got sweeties by the score, maybe less, maybe more, but I haven't got them exclusively. I've got a good heart, I love to tell jokes, fond of kids and good to my folks. Tell me, what can the trouble be? Doggone it, I can't get the one I want. Those I get, I don't want. If I get no one, what'll become of me? I've got a smart head, a brilliant career. Both of my folks were born over here. Tell me, what can the trouble be? Doggone it, I can't get the one I want. Those I get, I don't want. If I get no one, what'll become of me?
Never solve its mystery.
And there's Libby Holman. Oh, yeah, I played the other side of that a couple of weeks ago. And this side is also definitive of its type. What a song, what a singer, what a record. What is this thing called Love from 1930? And that is a sweet, sweet record. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Before that, Cliff Edwards, I Can't Get the One I Want from 1924. And, yeah, both my parents were born over here. Yeah, there's a ringing endorsement. Both of mine were, too, as far as I know. We'll have to see about that. I haven't delved into that much, but, you know, I can still carry on a conversation, no matter where they're from. Beginning with Bessie Smith, Irving Johns, Jimmy Jones on piano, Columbia Flag, 13,005D, St. Louis Gale from 1923. What a record. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. This is Radiola. What a show. And I'm Andy Sr., and what is that? And here at Radiola Manor in exile, soon to be restored to WHCL-FM, we hope. And when that happens, there will be much rejoicing, and there may even be a parade. So stand by. Keep looking out for that. And now here's a compo pressing, originally on Brunswick, from 1932. I don't know when this pressing is from. It's off a Royal, which is a Canadian issue. A very scarcely, very rarely heard, I should say. It's a somewhat scarce Calloway recording, but not heard much. But here it is, and I like it. Dixie Doorway.
It's dawning underneath the morning glory vine, while the sun comes smiling through Dixie doorway. I'd give the world to get a share of heaven in apparel, eyes that shine just the way I used to do Dixie doorway. All I could borrow, I've been a squandering. Along in sorrow, I've been a pondering. And if tomorrow I go wandering, then my direction will be your way. I'm so tired of roaming, how I miss my home in Caroline. Soon I'll say hello to you, Dixie doorway. Thank you.
on the way home. Why is my heart feeling lighter? I'm on my way home. I'm on my way home. Why did I buy something nice at the store? Something that he'll adore. Can't you guess who it's for? It's for someone with hair growing whiter who's happy because I'm on my way home.
That's a very nice vibratonal Columbia from 1926, The Radio Lights, led by somebody. I can't tell you who, because they don't even know, the guy doesn't say whether it's Sullivan or Lannan. So it's one of those two. Take your choice. Charles Cayley on the vocal, I'm on my way home, which would be nice if that were referring to the radio station, and let's consider it that. Let's consider it a good tiding of things to come, a herald of future radio broadcasts from an actual transmitter. That would be nice. Before that, Cab Calloway and his orchestra from 1932, Dixie Doorway. Very nice stuff there. Oh yeah, he's not shouting at you. It's very nice. Good singer. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I want to finish this show with another of Brian Wright's delightful, beautiful piano solos from Breaking Notes on Rivermont. Look that up. Rivermont is linked on Radiola Bog. Radiola Bog. It's where I dig out the Radiola every day. No, Radiola Blog. You can find it. Radiola Blog. You'll find This listed, and it's a piece by Eastwood Lane, Sidney Eastwood Lane, who was a composer born in upstate New York. And this Eastwood Lane was a big influence on Bix Beiderbecke and others of that era. His music was orchestrated by Paul Whiteman's arrangers and used often and heard much throughout the 20s and 30s, not so much today, although it ought to be. And this moves me deeply. From Eastwood Lane's Adirondack Sketches. You know, my wife just bought a painting, found a painting from a local artist of Nick's Lake up at Old Forge. And I couldn't help but think of that when I heard The Legend of Lonesome Lake.